Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Hello, aspiring and fellow freelancers. This is Connie and Belle, your hosts for the Freelancing with Faith podcast. Connie is podcasting from her bedroom in Navotas,
while Belle is podcasting from her home in Parañaque.
We are both moms and working from home for years. As you listen, make sure to grab your coffee or tea or any drink you prefer. Pay attention and take down notes. Get ready to learn how to build your online freelancing business while strengthening your faith in God.
We are Connie and Belle, and we are freelancing moms. And on our YouTube channel called Freelancing with Faith, we share with you how to start and scale your freelancing business with God as the real boss. So we are trying this for the first time to live simultaneously on our Facebook group, just to try if it will be, maybe it will be better for the audience, but I'm not sure if it will be better for us because honestly, I don't like Facebook. I prefer YouTube. So let's see what will happen. But before that, our title for this live session is 3 M's on how to start working as a virtual assistant so we can work from anywhere with exclamation point. Okay, so if you're seeing us on our Facebook group and you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, please do subscribe there because some of our previous episodes are on our YouTube channel. And when I used to do this, when I used to build this channel alone, I was actually speaking in English already. And some of the guests that I already interviewed, like Sis Belle, spoke in English too. So this is as a partner and accountability partner of Obadis and co-founders of this new brand called Freelancing with Faith. This is our first time to do this live session on a pure English conversation. So hopefully we'll survive. Let's prepare our tissues if our nose will bleed.
And also for the benefit of those who are just seeing us and hearing us for the first time, we are also converting our videos into podcast episodes. So that's another reason why we decided to finally choose this medium to speak in English so yes, that it would be consumable. The content will be can be applied across all these platforms, so be it on the podcast platforms and on YouTube.
Yes, and I'm not actually checking out the statistics on our podcast, but last time I checked, you were right in saying that our audience are mostly outside the Philippines. Yep. So that's what we're doing right now because we cannot translate unless we dub it in English. I'm not sure how will it go. Anyway, so before we start, let's have an opening prayer first. Sis Belle, will you do the honor?
Okay. Let's remember that we're in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us this past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way, so we're able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact in their freelancing journey. We also lift up to you, Connie and I. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help us, especially our brothers and sisters, build a thriving freelance business while we grow and strengthen our faith and relationship with you as our Lord. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes. So, how do we start? I think this is the first time we're speaking in English. We don't have any guests, right?
Yep.
The first one. So please bear with us. We don't have any accents. Have a British background. And all that, and I don't believe we have a perfect English grammar, especially when we are speaking. Well, in writing we can still correct that, but in speaking we cannot do that, so please do bear with us. So again, our title for tonight's episode is how to start working as a virtual assistant. So this is also to support my, hey, before we continue, I almost forgot again. So our episode for tonight is in support of my book. Hey, so make sure that you that you visit if you want to learn more about this book, the chapter one, what the book is about, then go ahead and open a new tab or a window and go to connizabala.com/VA book and you'll see the details about the book and where you can buy it. So there, this is this episode is specially for this because I didn't get the chance to actually promote it more. So I'm doing it now. And since the audiobook is finalized, I just have to know how to upload it. I'm supposed to already upload it last night using the ACX.com website. But unfortunately, ACX is not accommodating outside US and UK residents. So I have to have another way to share this. So maybe individual platforms, I don't know. So there. Okay, so
congrats. Still, congratulations for completing everything.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. So this episode is about 3 M's. These 3 M's, we will give it to you right away and we will discuss the details as the session goes by. So the 3 M's is actually this. Mindset, master, and materialize. So we will be giving you some tips under those 3 M's in order for you to start working as a VA. Okay? Now, for our, Bible verse. Sorry. Can you talk first? I'll have to drink some water. Sorry.
Okay. No problem. Go ahead. I'm trying to look for the Bible verse. Anyway, I'll try to read it first. So every episode when it's only Connie and I speaking, we always try to share a Bible verse that is related to the topic. So for this live session, we chose this verse from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, which says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, as indeed you do." So that's our anchor verse for tonight. Whoops, you're on mute, sis.
Sorry. Can you share your thoughts about the Bible verse?
Yeah, what came to mind when you wrote this down, this verse? Actually, I was able to recall how I was when I was just starting out, when I was just starting my VA freelancing business, and how I did it was different from how I am doing things today. Before, it was only me, myself, and I. I was trying to figure out how this thing works by myself, all by myself. So I just realized how important a group or a community or an accountability group, how important that is. If I wanted to succeed and if I want to speed up that success, I should have a group, a community that would support me. So I found that when I started joining Facebook groups, and then from there I was able to come to the, sorry about my kid at the back, Jaron. So from there, I was able to learn from their mistakes. We were able to compare notes. So I was able to figure out what I was doing wrong. For example, in submitting cover letters, in preparing your portfolio. So that, for me, the accountability group, the communities, the different freelancing communities that I joined, is really an important ingredient why I was able to be to achieve that success as a virtual assistant. So if it was just me, I don't think I'll press on. So that was my experience.
Agree. Really practical way to connect the verse. Real life story. So nice. As for me, I think I wrote my reflection, so I won't have to think about it. So the book of for us to explore more about the Bible verses, we decided to share more so that we are not sort of cutting the Bible and just finding out some verses that we can connect with our topic. So what I thought of when I was reading this Bible verse is that the book of Thessalonians is a letter of Saint Paul, formerly known as Saul, right? To the Thessalonians. When he said the verse above, which is, "Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, as indeed you do," he was talking about gaining our salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, that we encourage one another to find ways to grow together and share the good news, and also to build each other up, and so that if we're down, we're there for each other to help us stand again. So the way I connect this when it comes to freelancing is that we are here to encourage you and to help you what to do should you want to start working as a virtual assistant. Now, this VA book was written so that you will have the shortest version of training or lessons that you can do on your own without us. And the channel and doing these live sessions is our way of encouraging you and lifting you up in case you feel like giving up, but there's a part of you that's saying you're in the right place. So that's what I wanted to share. Okay, nice. So let's go with the three M's. I think we're going to be short today. Mm-hmm. I believe so. So let's go with the topic, the main topic. So we are sharing with you the three M's, right? The mindset. Sorry. I'm trying to locate the there. Sorry. Somebody comment. Ay, it's me. It's me. I commented. Anyway, the three M's are mindset, matter, and materialize. So let's start with the mindset. The first tip that we're going to share with you is know your why. This is Bell, why we do we need to know our why? So this is actually to share a little more. It's not my why, it's not Bell's why, it's not other people's why. This is your why. You, the one who wants to work as a virtual assistant. So go ahead, Sis Bell.
Yes, because the again, this is a full this is a disclaimer that doing the virtual assistant business, having your running your own virtual assistant business is not that easy. That's our disclaimer. So why we need to identify our whys at the beginning of this journey? Because for me, when I try to list my why actually is to spend more quality time with my family, my kids, my husband, because for the longest time, with me being a corporate employee, working for about 17 years, I've missed a lot of their milestones. So that was exactly my reason why I left my corporate job and transitioned into a freelancer. My family is my big why. So it as what Sis Connie mentioned, my why may not be your why. Maybe your why can be, I want to travel more, I want to go to experience a lot of things. So knowing that why, when there are instances when you are about to give up because you're just encountering rejection after rejection after rejection, knowing your why will give you that one, that push that you need to press on. So that you'll try and try and try and try until you reach that first client. So that, for me, Sis Cons, was my reason for having your big why identified early on.
I am not actually planning to do this, but since my chapter one is actually what is your what and why. So let me share a few snippets of the book. There, if your reason, I always ask people when they ask me how to work from home, so I always answer back with this question, why do you ask? Because the most common reason they give me is that they want to have an additional source of income. While it's not harmful or it's not bad of a reason, let me warn you that if your reason is the same as them, you won't probably be able to reach the end of this book. Just looking for extra money won't cut it, because if you found another way to earn that additional amount, you'll forget about this book instantly. And all the things that we are sharing with you. And if you want a deeper why, I believe we shared this one, right? The 7 levels of why. So you can go to YouTube and search for 7 levels deep of why. I think it was Dean Graziosi who shared that. Yeah. Someone taught it to him, and he was sharing that almost always when people are asking him about building the business, because it's your go-to when you need motivation. Because it's not, we're not sugarcoating this, right? So you know that this will be hard. And I think in connection with that, the second tip is to prepare yourself that this will not be easy but will be achievable. So that's the reason these two are always in connected, because always expect that you will have challenges, you will have failures, that you will have rejections. So knowing your why are you doing this is really, really important.
Yes.
There. So that's number one. And number two, know your why and prepare yourself that this will not be easy but will be achievable.
Also, I'd like to mention, for those who are inside our Facebook group, because we are currently live streaming to our Facebook group, there just go to the guides section and there's the worksheet for the 7 levels deep why. So you can download that anytime and reflect on it because it will really change your perspective. Yeah.
Yes. And if you're watching us on YouTube, you can go to the description and find our link, Facebook group link, or just go to Facebook and look for the group called Freelancers with Faith, and you will see our group. So the group's name is Freelancing with Faith Support Community for Freelancers. So then from there, you can check the worksheet because the worksheet is actually from our 5-day challenge last year. So we kept that, but the video is not there anymore. So, okay. So that's the first two under the mindset, the first M. The next M is the master. So the third tip would be learn and practice. Now, why? Why? Isabel.
Yes, learn and practice. A lot of freelancers have this mindset that they're not techie enough, so they don't want to proceed anymore. But anything that you put your heart into, anything that you decided 100% you'll be trying to learn that skill, it all are, as Marie Forleo is always saying, everything is figure outable, right? That's one of my favorite mantras. If you any question that they have in your mind, another person have already thought of an answer to that. So it's not always a fresh question. So the tools, the resources are already there. So it's just a matter of committing to when are you planning to learn, to study and implement and practice. So Sis Connie mentioned it takes practice, not just learning a lot of stuff, but the most important thing is to try to implement whatever it is that you learned. So how I did this, if I may share my own experience. So when I finally figured out that I wanted to focus on website creation, website building, what I did was to implement this by offering my service on an affordable package. So I really reached out to people, to those people in my network, in my existing network, who I know are already running their small businesses and are just they're just maintaining their Facebook pages. And also what I did was to ask them if they're interested to avail my website package, which was, I think I offered that for as low as 15,000. So that is low compared to the real package, right? But it was a win-win because I was helping this small businesses, and at the same time I have this opportunity to implement whatever that is that I was able to learn. So it's like an internship, and so it's a great learning process if you want to do that as well. And also I tried to create logo because I was trying to learn Canva logo for small business pages. So if you go to my Facebook page, a lot of the, because after you do that service, it could be free, you could charge a small amount for that. After you do that, the next tip that I could share is ask them to instantly leave a testimonial on your Facebook page, on your website or whatever, because that will actually build your authority, your credibility as the service provider. So it's a good marketing strategy in a way. So there.
Yes. So again, I think the good thing about doing this is that you're able to share your experience, and I'm able to share more about my book. So
yes,
my book. So yep. For every chapter of this book, I have some questions to ponder on, because I want you to do something after reading the book, or rather after reading every chapter. So I always have this set of questions that will help you get started already. So you don't just have to read and then you're done. So you have to do something. For these questions, there are actually spaces provided. I'm not sure if I'll be able there. Sorry. Is it, can you see it? There are
prompts.
There.
Yep.
There. So there are spaces provided for you to write on. So it's not, you're not actually reinventing the wheel here. You just have to answer the questions. You just have to follow the instructions. So, and please avoid, this is very common for us freelancers to acquire many online courses. when we say we don't have a skill yet, we tend to buy any course that we see, especially if it's on sale or it's under promotion or something and it has a deadline. Well, that is good. We tend to procrastinate and not even finish one course. So yes, please don't do that.
I also would like to share, sis, one experience I had. But before, my thought process was, where can I earn more? So that's the skill that I'll try to learn. So for example, years ago, social media management is the niche or expertise that a lot of people are looking into. So I tried to enroll in social media management courses left and right. But then, yes, it's true that you get to earn a lot, but what I realized was that the money is there, but does it make you happy? That's one question. It wasn't really a fun thing for me to do. That was my realization. So it's not always about the money. That's my main point. Because sooner or later, you'll feel bitter doing things. You don't feel like doing it anymore. So why choose that skill, right? So you'd rather master a skill that makes you happy, even if you think you are not charging that high yet, but it makes you happy. You don't notice the time when you do that. So that's a good match. That's a good skill to have. So that's it. It's not always about the money.
Yes, and I think what Belle shared earlier is already connected to the tip number 4, which is ask questions and ask for help. So if you don't know, sorry, I was checking on the banner, kind of confused of what I've written. So anyway, if you don't know something, or if you find you're not understanding anything, or you have a client, or you're an intern and you're not familiar with what you need to do, feel free to ask questions and be transparent. If you need help, ask for help. When asking for help, if for example, you want to be trained, like giving a particular service free for a certain period of time, then do so. Go to your network. We can actually provide you some experience if you want, you know, from YouTube, from video content creation to publishing, to editing the audio to podcast, to publishing it to any podcast platform, to uploading it to a blog post. Let us know if you need experience from that. we can give you that actually, and we can provide a testimonial.
Yeah.
Yes, after you did the job. It doesn't need to be longer than 2 months. That's already too long. And don't be, what do you call this? Don't think that you are dumb or stupid if you ask questions. If you ask a newbie question, it's okay to ask questions. You better ask questions than pretend you know everything. Okay?
Yes. There are no stupid questions.
Yes. Agree. So we are down to our last tip. And we are on our third M, which is materialize. And this is really, really simple. Implement and document. It was supposed to be just an implement. And I realized I want to add the document.
Note to self.
Yes. Implement and materialize. So, I think what I shared with this is that for every 1 hour of learning, spend 3 hours implementing it. There. So, for example, I'm enrolled to a YouTube strategy course, right? So, I watch a 1 hour of module. So during those 1 hour video, what did I learn? What can I apply after learning from it? Like, for example, the topic was about keywords. So what I would do is understand how the keyword or how the YouTube search bar works. So something like that. It doesn't have to be something that you need to do with a client. You can just do something about it on yourself. Something like that. So that's what I'm trying to share. I think I heard, I forgot where I heard it from, that for every 1 hour, you should spend 3 hours. I think it was from Brother Bo Sanchez or another mentor somewhere. So there. So don't consume all the modules at once and then not do anything. And you, like, going to the digitalmarketer.com, you know, trying all those courses and getting all those certificates and not do anything after that will just show that you finished the course and then what? Sorry, kind of.
Yes. And in Tagalog, our joke for that is becoming seminaristas. Seminarista. You consume training after training after training, and then you don't execute, you don't implement whatever it is that you learned. So that's also procrastination in a way, and also being afraid of what could happen once you try to implement, being exposed to rejections. And also that's one thing you're trying to escape. Sorry, that's the truth. Sometimes we consume this and that, we suffer the shiny object syndrome, right? Oh, this looks promising, and then you try to learn it and you don't execute. So that's one sign that you're trying to delay things.
Yes, while learning is important and very fun to do, I hope that I can be paid doing that.
Yes,
alone,
me too. You know? I can consume content the whole day.
Yes, but the reality is we need to implement and execute and apply what we learn.
Yes.
And just display our certificates.
Yes. This is something that you yourself should be able to try and test if it really works. Whatever that is that you learned, does it really work? So that's the time that you do the actual, the action step. So for me, sis, if I may share, my recent learning is TikTok marketing. So TikTok marketing. So I'm learning from Rachel Peterson. I don't know if some virtual assistants already know her, but she's one expert on social media management. So currently, she's pushing for business owners to try to leverage TikTok because it's just there and it's so easy to generate leads. So for curiosity, I listened to her webinar, and the following day I already created my TikTok account, and because the challenge on that is me exposing myself. I have to be posting a video of myself. What if I'm not comfortable doing that, right? So those learnings will just go to waste if I don't do the work. So that's the thing. Learning something will really push you to get out of your comfort zone. So that, for me, that was video, making myself. Although Sis Connie gave me this opportunity to be to always be on YouTube and on video under the YouTube platform, and that took me how many videos before I got really comfortable. I don't care if my hair is messy and all that. So same thing goes to TikTok, because it's just me. I don't have Sis Connie there, so it's just me getting embarrassed and all. But no, this is what I learned. So I have to try it out myself. And interestingly, I was able to confirm that the marketing tips really work, because for a single video with just 10 followers, I was able to have 600 plus views. So there, that's just one example if you just do the execution part.
Yes. So since you already shared that you have the TikTok account, share your handle. And Andrew was asking, Andrew, make sure to comment your question so that is will answer you.
So the TikTok handle is actually at VA for Mentors, because that is the brand that Connie and I are maintaining separately from Freelancing with Faith. But these are sister brands. It's just that they cater directly to foreign clients. And then Freelancing with Faith is for our freelancer friends, for our aspiring freelancer friends out there who would want to learn more about freelancing. So that's the separation of the two types of content.
There. And just a follow-up tip when it comes to video. If you're uncomfortable with showing yourself on video, always remember that all people are uncomfortable on video the first time they did it. So if what you can do actually is to try to record yourself but not publish it until you're comfortable enough to share. There.
Yes.
That's a simple thing that you can do to build more confidence when recording yourself on video. Because as an introvert, I am an introvert. I am uncomfortable doing this video. Do you think I love doing this, especially when I was alone? No. So it's just doing things consistently that will make you comfortable in doing videos. So in addition to that tip, which is the second word is document, right? So if you're doing a certain task consistently already and you already know the process, and you are, of course, all of us wants to grow, right? Wants to expand. So if you have that system already, or that certain steps that you know what to do, if for example how to upload a video on YouTube, so you already know the steps, right? So you can document that. Just take a screenshot, add some arrow, and then add some one sentence line. Then that's how you document the task. I think somebody commented. Oh, Andrew said, finally. Thanks for your tip to build more confidence in front of a video. You're very welcome. I just learned that from, I'm not sure. Anyway, that's what I always say, especially to those people who are more comfortable in person but can find the motivation to do it in front of the camera. So there. Okay, so let's recap. There are 3 M's in starting to start working as a virtual assistant. That those are mindset, master, and materialize. So under those 3 M's are these tips. First is know your why. Second is prepare yourself that it will not be easy but will be achievable. Third is learn and practice. Fourth is ask questions and ask for help. And then fifth is implement and document. So there. And of course, don't forget to, for a more detailed tip, buy the book. And if you want a physical book and you're watching right now live and you don't have a copy yet, then go ahead and tell me.
Yes.
Yes. Andrew actually helped me with editing the final edits of the book. So thank you for that.
Yay.
Okay. Any, did we miss something? I think that's it. All right. So, by the way, so if you're curious how I was able to compose the chapters of the book, let me share with you my screen and I'll ask, what are you seeing? Hold on. Here's my ebook version of the book. Are you seeing it?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the content of the book. The book contains 10 chapters. And if you see this one, can you see what the acronyms means? Or what is the acronym for each chapter?
VA. Wait. VA business.
There you go. So
I had to maximize my screen.
Sorry. Okay, so that's how I started with the book. It's actually, the book is supposed to be written with a friend, with the co-author, but it's a long story. So anyway, I'm just glad that I'm able to finish this. So if you're interested in any type of copy, ebook and hard copy, if you're outside the Philippines, the book is available on Amazon and coming soon, audiobook. So I still have to figure out how to share this. I might add it on AppSumo as well. So perhaps, I'm not sure. I haven't asked yet. So there, in the comment section, share with us your biggest takeaway during this live session. And of course, if you haven't done so yet, make sure that you are subscribed and clicking the bell so that you'll get notified. So tomorrow at 11 a.m., if you're available, please do support us on our Roof Groove Festival for another 15 on sessions live.com. For another 15-minute, very short worship session. And as always, we go live every Monday and Thursday at 8 p.m. If you have any suggestions or comments, let us know. Any last message, Sis Bel?
For those who are wanting to start their freelance business, just start and don't compare your journey to other people's journeys, because we have we are in different places. We are, maybe you'll just get discouraged when you see them succeeding and then you are just starting. But everybody starts from scratch, right? Just focus on making yourself better, your skill set, your mindset, and everything.
Yes. And always find joy in the journey. Yes.
Yes.
Seems like quotable quotes.
And don't forget God journeying with you.
Of course. Oh. Of course. That's why. Make sure that God is the real boss. All right. So let's have our closing prayer. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience about the freelancing business. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, and their loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. So let us know if you have questions. Feel free to comment, even if you're watching a replay. We will respond to you whether on your Facebook group, on our Facebook group, or on the channel itself. And if you are on Facebook group and you're not subscribed yet, why? Why? Go ahead and subscribe. All right. So next week, next Thursday, we will have another guest. What is our topic for next Thursday? Did she agree with the topic that we suggested?
Yeah, I think. What was the last conversation? I have to get back to you on that.
Okay. So we'll see you. Hopefully, we'll see you tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. on sessions for the Roof Groove Festival. And for, yes. And on Monday for another live special love worship session. Because it's Valentine's Day. So we added a few love songs that can be, you know, can be converted into God's love for us. So we hope to see you on our live sessions, and always feel free to connect and share your thoughts with us. Bye-bye. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast with Connie and Mel. Did you enjoy this podcast? If so, we hope you will share our show with your friends and family. Check out Mel's website at socialbellph.com and Connie's website at conniesabala.com to get to know us. Make sure to listen to our next episode,
and we look forward to sharing more freelancing tips and stories with you.